Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Maryville sponsors the phone lines. Go to maryville.edu for more information about that terrific university in town and country. Hallie, the intern, is here. She goes to Ole Miss. And, boy, for the people who don't know it, everybody hears about it. Game day in Oxford.
Is it the Grove?
It is the Grove, yeah.
Everybody's all dressed up, right? Talking into the mic there.
Okay, so the Grove is, which I just found out, since Ole Miss is a dry campus, believe it or not, the Grove is technically considered a park. That's why you can drink there. But, I mean, you have to have it in a solo cup. You can't be drinking out of just a beer.
Lot of fun. Maybe Chuck Marlowe went to a game a couple of years ago, and I don't know if they actually went to the game. I think once you get to the party sometimes, not that Ole Miss isn't a draw football-wise, but sometimes the party is the story.
Because I'm watching Boardwalk Empire, I've been reading a lot about Prohibition. Yeah, it's the greatest. And still the amount of dry counties left in this country. There's quite a few.
What episode are you on? Sorry to interrupt.
I'm just on three.
Okay.
Season one, but it's
I'm on
awesome.
Season three. Let me tell you, it just gets better. So, Frank, just buckle up. It's good.
We finished Sharp Objects last night.
Ooh.
The Amy, that thing is, and the ending
this
was.
This guy's cutting edge.
The ending was, why, because it's old?
Yeah.
Wow. Was it about a year ago? Not too long ago, but the ending was great.
Yes.
Just when you thought you knew everything.
He's just about to finish up Friends tonight, I think.
Frank, have you heard of Barney Miller? The great Hal Linden. Hey, just enough time, I think.
Yeah.
Any errors, omissions, corrections? End of the day.
The end of the day.
Okay, when's the end of the day?
At the end of the day, it's going to be tough to tell someone they might not be in it.
At the end of the day, even though there's moments where you're like, I don't want to do this.
Clayton Kershaw is entering tonight's game on a bit of a hot streak since July 5th. Clayton is 3-0. The Dodgers are 4-1 in his five starts, and he has a 1.74 ERA. For those clinging on previous failures of Clayton Kershaw versus the Cardinals, I will caution, in his last three starts, this dates back to 2015, Kershaw has a 1.57 ERA versus the St. Louis Cardinals. Kershaw's failures, like Waka's successes, are all in the past with the Cardinals, it seems.
Oh, wait a minute. His most recent starts
last
against
three
the Cardinals.
Starts, he has a 1.57 ERA.
Wow.
I know the Cardinals would like to cling to past things. That's been their thing with reunions and bringing back old players and not making Octobers in the present.
Easy.
But
62 cards.
The 62 cards. That has unfortunately gone by the wayside.
This is a Biff alert. He likes to gamble. Miles Michaelis, who a year ago was really good on the road, 10-0. Not so much this year. It doesn't look good. You never know. That's why they play the games. But on paper, this doesn't look good. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Mike Schilt may disagree, but I think it's fair to say on paper, this favors the Dodgers.
Maybe we should start a new feature. Try to predict what the positive spin is for the Cardinals.
Tonight?
Yeah. So what's the positive spin tonight for the Cardinals versus Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers against...
Carpenter had some hard-line drives.
You can only go up from last night, so I think that's the positive note. We'll play better tonight than we did the night before.
Is this the pregame spin, or is this the anticipated postgame spin?
The anticipated spin.
Anticipated postgame spin. Carpenter beat the ship, put one down the line, bunted to the left.
And went 1-for-5.
This was the positive. Boy, Frank, you don't like anything about our club? Come on. I thought Michaelis battled real well. He got into that sixth inning. He stretched out a little bit, which our bullpen needed. And you know, we got Carlos in there. He needed a little bit of work. We haven't had a save situation in a while. It was good to get him some work.
What about Michaelis' line? Six innings, three runs?
I think he'll do that. That's fair.
Let me tell you, for fantasy purposes... I need about seven, and I need at least five strikeouts. So get it done.
Seven innings?
I don't need it, but I would enjoy it. Seven innings, five strikeouts, maybe two earned.
I'd take six innings, three runs in a heartbeat. I don't think you're going to get that.
No.
I want to see if you can spot the trend here. NBC Sports has released the games that will be featured on national NBC. Now, their schedule doesn't start until Thanksgiving weekend, so this is not NBC Sports Network. Here are the home teams for the national NBC games starting Friday, November 29th. Boston, Dallas, which is the Winter Classic, Pittsburgh, Washington, Detroit, Colorado, Pittsburgh, Rangers, Washington, Rangers, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia.
Wow. Nothing for the Stanley Cup at home, huh?
The Blues are not featured at all on the National NBC slate.
Network, I think we're on 15
Yes,
times.
They're on the Sports Network a lot, but not on National NBC.
Boy, Frank just did not want the Blues to interrupt his nightly sportscast, so I would call the assignment desk at KSDK and let them know your level of outrage.
And so much East Coast bias over there. I mean, outside of Denver, which I guess Dallas, too, guess would be...
The Avalanche are kind of a vogue pick right now. Everybody thinks they're going to be the team to beat.
Isn't there a plague going on in Colorado? The MLS team hasn't been able to play, and it said because of a plague.
Is that really true?
Yes.
I love how the plague news goes kind of under the radar.
Is that a Kroenke joke? Yeah. No, there really is.
Did you see the attendance, by the way, at the Atlanta game over the weekend?
MLS?
Oh, my goodness.
60,000, 70,000?
70,000 at the MLS game in Atlanta on Sunday. Of Atlanta, of all places. It's like the new soccer hotbed. Atlanta.
They get 70,000 because they have a stadium to fit it, and I don't like the narrative that Atlanta's the only... I mean, that, when you talk about attendance and the growth of the game, Atlanta's the only real, you know, team they throw out. Obviously, Seattle has great attendance as well, but I think the average attendance for MLS is skewed because of the top two or three attendance. If you kind of look at the bottom, the 18, 19, that's about more realistic for St. Louis, obviously with the stadium size only being probably 25,000.
And there are a lot of moving parts with the MLS requirements where it has to be a soccer-only stadium, and then they say, wait a minute, Atlanta's Seattle plays in the football stadium. I think Minnesota plays in the football. Yeah, well, that's different.
A post-game fireworks display for a Colorado Rapids game was canceled because of a bubonic plague that is affecting the local prairie dog population in Colorado. I guess where they were going to launch the fireworks is an area that is no longer open for the public. The authorities have closed that area, so that's why thoughts and prayers to the prairie dog community in Colorado.
And how do you stop a plague? Like, do they have this wall that goes, the plague only ends here, outside of this border area? Yeah.
Does that not sound alarming? Plague?
A little alarming, a little problematic.
Haven't heard about that since, like, sixth grade history. The bubonic plague, yes. Therefore, the MLS game will be canceled. Forget the MLS game. Is the city of Denver okay?
And that's the end of the day. I want to mention if you have any home loan issues or if you want to start a new home loan or refinance, contact Ryan Kelly, 314-781-9700, or visit his website, thehomeloanexpert.com. A home loan expert team, they know what they're doing. 314-781-9700.
Brian, with your quick computer skills, find out what Max Kellerman did that has everybody so upset. Did he say something about Kobe Bryant?
Kobe should be on the all-NBA worst team of the 2010s. That's on First Take, so I'm not going to watch the video. And it's also just fair to just assume that he just said that to inspire clicks and views.
You don't think that was written down beforehand and debated?
Yeah, maybe. Slow day. So ESPN had to manufacture some drama.
They would never do that.
Never.
Yes. All right, tomorrow we have a big program lined up for you. The all-time leading scorer at the University of Missouri, first-team All-American Derek Chivas will be in studio, the Band-Aid man. He'll be in studio at 10:30, and then elsewhere.
Talking some baseball with Matthew
Leach. Matthew Leach will be hopping on at 11:20.
And it will be interesting to get his take. Covered the Cardinals on a daily basis, but now as a national columnist, what is the view of sort of the Cardinals trend from outside of St. Louis? I'm anxious to kind of get that read from him.
By the way, one last bit of news. Joel Edmondson has been awarded, per Elliot Friedman, a one-year contract worth $3.1 million.
And there's still a lot of talk that he could get moved once that deal got done.
Yes.
3.1. So that was the arbitration. They went to arbitration. That's the number. And then Barbashev still unsigned, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I have to ask Strick if I'm allowed to even mention that. Yeah, 62 blue.
All right, let's take a 22-hour break, and let's bring in the Cam Jansen extravaganza. We'll be back.